Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. That's my day job. This is my nightlife. So welcome to the party. Tonight we have a special treat. We have live star guests on the programme in the form of Susan Rose, a singer from Dalry, and Nan Walker from Stevenston to accompany her. The reason we've invited them on this week's programme is because at this Robert Burns season, we'd like to have a strong Scottish flavour. The theme tonight is the question, are you Scottish or are you Christian? Now there's an arresting question. Are they opposites? Can we not be both? How do they square with each other? How can we live happily both in the kingdom of God and in the kingdoms of this earth? It's a very important issue for our daily lives. Often there's no problem. But occasionally there can be a conflict of loyalties and a clash of principles. What then? More of that later. But here is Susan Rose, accompanied by Nan Walker, showing how Christian lyrics can dovetail nicely with well-known Scottish music. This is In a Byre Near Bethlehem, to the tune Wild Mountain Time.
Love and laughter to life now and ever.
This is the time of Robert Burns' birthday, so there will be Burns suppers not only here in Ayrshire, where he lived, but all over the world, in fact. This is a time of the year when we think a lot about Scotland and our national heritage. Scots abroad can be even more Scottish than they are at home. It's interesting to know that there will be Burns suppers in New York and South African villages, Japanese towns and Russian cities. There will be Scots abroad and other nationalities claiming that their family tree has Scottish roots, that even their poodle is Scottish. Do you ever think about being Scottish? Do you think much about being Scottish? What do you think about it then? Can you name some of the things which Scotland has given the rest of the world? I can think of television, John Logie Baird, penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, Tar MacAdam Roads from John MacAdam from Ayr, tyres, that was John Dunlop from Dreghorn, and the steam engine, James Watt. Or how about the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell? Robert Burns wrote wonderful poetry, including some great thoughts like, "Would that God the gift would gie us to see ourselves as others see us. I wish that God would make us able to see ourselves in the way that other people see us." How do you think other people see Scottish people? Do they think that we all live in castles, wearing kilts, eating porridge and shortbread, drinking whisky, shooting haggis and playing the bagpipes? Anyway, it's good for us to take a good look at ourselves from time to time and to review our lives. So today, let's do that by asking the question, are we Scottish or are we Christian? Here's Susan and Nan once again. It's "Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind," to the tune "The Sky Boat Song." If we think about being Scottish and being Christian, on the Scottish side we say things like, "I don't interfere with my neighbours. I like to live and let live, not meddle in other people's affairs. I like to mind my own business, keep myself to myself and respect other people's privacy. Of course I would help anyone if I was asked, but I would wait until I was asked. I would not go over and poke my nose in otherwise." The Christian reply might be this: consider the story of the Good Samaritan. Was the Samaritan acting like a typical good Scots person or as a good Christian? Because he poked his nose in without being asked, he interfered and he helped his neighbour, Or take the Scottish view, I'm fiercely independent. I take the point that I should be a good Samaritan, go out of my way to help and make the first move and get involved with other people. But some people just abuse your love and your good intentions. You help them once and they keep coming back again and again. They take a len, as they say. Give an inch, they take a mile. The world is full of chancers, hangers-on, and helpless, hopeless dependents. Surely it's loving sometimes not to help and try to make people stand on their own 2 feet, rather than always doing everything for them. Scottish independence is a virtue to be proud of. Take the old person who says, my independence is all I have to keep me going. Or the teenager, I want my independence. I don't want to be a dependent child. Isn't that at the heart of many of our rows in the family? So what's wrong with a good dose of Scottish independence? Well, the Christian reply might be to read John chapter 15 about Jesus being the vine and us the branches, or Ephesians 4 talking about the different gifts of God. You see, there's three ways. There's dependence, where you're always taking and never giving. And there's independence, where you're always giving and you're never taking. But in between those two, there's interdependence, with a bit of give and take. When I'm strong and you're weak, I help you. When you're strong and I'm weak, you help me. Unless there's giving and taking, the world will grind to a halt. How can we love one another if we do not receive love as well as give it? So here we are with our next song, Amazing Grace, to the tune Amazing Grace. Another Scottish thought is that neither a borrower nor a lender be. I know that we're part of each other, that we should share and give of ourselves to others and to God, but there's a good Scottish principle, neither a borrower nor a lender be. We can be part of each other without being in and out of each other's pockets. We can keep money out of human relationships, and it's maybe a good idea. When you lend to people, it gets abused and you never see it again. Gisa Len, her famous last words, I can't stand begging neighbours. The Christian might reply to the Scots person there by quoting Acts chapter 2, how the early Christians shared everything in common. You see, we live in a very individualistic age, full of me, my and mine. No wonder we suffer eye strain. In Bible times, and in all other times and places, apart from recently in the West, people have lived communal, corporate lives together. Our individualism is a new thing. The Bible's all about corporate living. We are the family of God, the flock, the disciples, the living stones, the vine. These are all corporate images. Here's another difference between Scottish and Christian. The Scottish view is, do not boast. Beneath our sometimes harsh exterior, there beats a tender heart. Although we Scots have a fierce reputation for battles, bagpipes and bloodletting, we're actually quite sensitive souls. We don't wear our heart on our sleeve. We keep our cards close to our chest. We bottle up our emotions, and we hold things in lots of ways. For instance, we don't boast. We're brought up not to boast, brag, show off, or push ourselves forward. We have to wait until we're asked. Even when we get compliments and praise, we learn to bat it off like a cricketer returning a ball towards the bowler. But then the Christian reply to all that would be Matthew chapter 25. Offer your talent as gifts from God, for God. God gave you a talent? Well, acknowledge, it comes from God. It's God who allowed me the skill to sing or to play the piano. And then I must use my talent for God's glory. And how will anybody know how to use my talent unless I say I've got it and make it available for use? It's about not wasting our gifts. So here's a song from two talented people. Here's Susan and Nan once again to sing and play Will You Come and Follow Me to the tune Kelvin Grove. Another thing about Scottish people is that we're not so keen on touch. Well, that's the image anyway. We Scots people, unlike Americans, Italians and South Americans, we're not a very touchy-feely, huggy nation. We don't go rushing up to people with arms wide open, tongue hanging out, ready to slobber a kiss and grip people in deadly bear hugs. We tend to stand stiff with a deadpan face muttering monosyllabic hello with a handshake if you're lucky. But contrast that with the woman who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair and kissed his feet and poured ointment on him and lavished her love on him. Or how about the Scottish stiff upper lip? We Scots are bred to be tough with a stoical stiff upper lip. We're told, boys don't cry. Cry in private if you must. It's not just the Japanese who are inscrutable. We believe in pulling yourself together, grinning and bearing it, keeping up appearances, not letting the side down. T.S. Eliot, the poet, has a wonderful line, prepare a face to meet the faces that you meet. Contrast that with Jesus. Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible, but those two words convey a lot of emotion. Or think of our Scottishness in the sense of, I like to pray on my own rather than in groups. We Scots are a bit shy of any kind of intimacy. we hesitate to laugh together. Somebody said, "It took me all my time not to laugh at your jokes, Minister, at the wedding." Thanks a bundle. We don't like to cry publicly. We sneak a wipe of the eye when we're watching something sad on TV. We're shy about showing love and romance and tenderness. In the same way, we're shy about praying together. We prefer to pray on our own rather than in groups because prayer is a kind of intimacy, spiritual intercourse, if you pardon the expression. Prayer is seen as a very private thing. But then, think on this. Jesus said to his disciples, "Watch and pray with me 1 hour." Remember at the Garden of Gethsemane? He also said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Well, if Jesus needs us around him to pray in Gethsemane, how much more do we need him and others around us? So, here's our last song for tonight. It's "We Worship God in Harmony," and it goes to the tune "Auld Lang Syne," appropriately enough. So here's Susan Rose, once again accompanied by Nan Walker. So there you have it. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes we have to choose. Are we Scottish or are we Christian? How wonderful it would be if all Scots were Christian. It's not easy being good citizens of either the Kingdom of God or the Kingdom of Scotland. And it's not easy being good citizens of both of them at the same time. On the one hand, we want to fit in with the rest of our society. But on the other hand, we are called by Jesus to be the conscience of society, the light of the world, the salt of the earth, not sheep but shepherds, or at least sheepdogs under the good shepherd. We're called to be a city on a hill. We're called to be different, holy, examples, set apart for God's service, to lead Scottish people to Jesus and into the kingdom of God. May God give us the wisdom to know what to do and the moral courage to be able to do it. Well, it's time to go now, so thank you very much, Susan Rose and Nan Walker, for providing the excellent Scottish and Christian music tonight. So cheerio for now. Tune in again to 3TFM, same time, same place, next week. Nan, would you be so kind as to play us out? Thank you very much.